Galatians chapter 6, verse 4. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Bible. Here's what Paul wrote to those in Galatia. Each one of you should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. Comparing ourselves to others. Man, we do it all the time, don't we? From appearance to attitudes, from education to experience, from clothes to cars to careers. We like to see how we're matching up with those around us. But here's the problem. The comparison leaves us at one end of the pride spectrum. We feel either better than another person, or woe is me, we're not as good as another person. See, comparing ourselves to others is a lose-lose proposition. So the remedy is found in today's passage. Paul says, each one should test his or her own actions. At the end of the day, I will stand before God to give an accounting of what he has given me. How have I used the gift of time and money and opportunity and spiritual gifts? Other people have different backgrounds. Other people have different gifts and experiences and opportunities. But I don't have to answer for them. The accounting before God will be very personal. Secondly, Paul says each one should take pride in his or her personal actions. Now, taking pride in what I do is not a bad thing as long as I understand the source and focus of my actions. Anything I do worthwhile is empowered by the Holy Spirit with the purpose of bringing honor to God. When I submit to the Spirit's control for the purpose of honoring God, this is something for which I can be appropriately proud. When I compare myself to others, my progress is either paralyzed or puffed up. Our goal is Christ-likeness. This is the only comparison worth making. Father, please keep me from falling into the trap of comparing myself to others. May you always be the focus and standard of my thoughts, my words, and my actions. In Jesus' name, amen.